knowledge is the secret of transformation. If you are receiving the right and positive knowledge, you will be transformed into a better version of you. So the knowledge that you are receiving must bring transformation, and you must decide to renew your mind so that you are changed into a better version of you. So whatever you receive in form of knowledge will either deform you or transform you. There's always a better version of you that you must become. If you're a child of God, you must understand that until you leave this earth, there is always room for improvement. You must always crave to see a better version of you. Hallelujah.
Now, your word in season.
So, God's voice communicated instructions to man. Then, another voice came speaking to the woman. Has God said you should not eat of any tree? Okay? Has God said? So, the woman opened herself up to another voice, then that voice influenced her that she took of the fruit and ate it. Then gave of the fruit to, I know you know the story, isn't it? Gave of the fruit to her husband, Adam, and Adam to ate the fruit. Then God came. Then when God came, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, he said, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife. See, he did not say, why did your wife speak? Why did you listen to her voice? Does that mean we don't listen to the voice of our wives? No, that's not the case. But when a superior voice has given an instruction, you need not now listen to the voice of another that contradicts the superior voice. Okay? So, you hearken to the voice of your wife. And now what is going to happen? Because you hearken to the voice of your wife, cursed is the ground for your sake. That means the voice you listen to will decide your destination. The voice that you listen to is going to decide your what? Your destination. So, how far you go in life is determined by the voice that you choose to listen to. And I told you, nobody is neutral. Everyone yields to a voice. And there are two main sources of voices. It's either from God or from the opposer, the devil. All right? Hello. So, as a child of God, you must understand the place of the voice of God in your life. So, if a man is speaking, who is speaking through that man? Because there are only two sources of voices. It's either God or the devil. Now, the voice you listen to will determine your destination. So your speed, how long you are going to stay in a place, hello, how far you go in life, it's all dependent on what? The voice you listen to. And only two sources. What is the two sources? The voice of God. Circumstances. circumstances also speak, but you know, circumstances and things all speak. And when they are speaking, especially when they are negative, what they are trying to say is, you must not follow the voice of God that has told you that things are going to get better. So all those hard circumstances would want you to challenge the voice of God. I hope you are getting my point. Hallelujah. So you don't need to follow the voice of circumstances. You need to follow the voice of God. Where you end up is determined by the voice you listen to, the voice you pay attention to. This is so vital. There are so many people that were going the right way until somebody, a wrong voice said, why are you going this way? Then they changed their mind. Okay? And their destination was wrong. Now, God planted them in a garden. The garden was in the east of Eden. Eden, I told you last week, means pleasure. It means luxury. That means hell was not God's original intent for man. So, what took man to hell then? Simple quiz. What took man to hell then? By listening to a voice, a different voice, other than the voice of God. Ended man in a different location. All right? What got man to be kicked out of luxury? Listening to another other than the voice. So, simple question. What will cause you to have prosperity? To listen to the voice of God, right? Hello? What will cause your days on earth to see good? I'm preaching with you. Come on, respond to me. It's a very simple message, okay? But very profound. But God, both God and the devil, they have ways of communicating. All right? Bringing their voice to men. Come on. All right. Is somebody here? So your success, your prosperity, all are decided by the voice you listen to. Okay? If you'll be honest with yourself, you realize that your current place, a voice led you here. Where you are currently in life, a voice led you here. Even your being here this morning, a voice led you here. All right? So, you realize that every man created by God is influenced by a voice. I hope I'm communicating. Beautiful. Now, Jesus God in flesh needs to fulfill his assignment on earth. And heaven knew that until there is a voice, his assignment will not begin well and it will not go in the way that it should go. Listen carefully. So what did heaven do? Even for God to come in the flesh, heaven needed to send a voice before Jesus. Okay? And in prophecy, he was not called John. In prophecy, he was called the voice. The voice. Ask somebody for me, have you identified the voice sent to you? Have you identified the voice sent to you? I tell you, some of us may be wearing suits. But we are not just human beings. We have been sent as voices to speak into men's life. You see, that is why I told you the vision. When I heard the vision, he said, speak. When you speak, what comes out? Words, right? And it is the voice. Are you here at all? All right. So, God needs to come onto the earth to fulfill an assignment. God And he needed a voice. Please, what's your name? Mention your name to me. If come on, I didn't hear your name. All right. God needed a voice. What was the voice supposed to do? Go to the book of John chapter 1 verse 19 to 23. Oh my God. In the garden they saw they were naked. What led them to nakedness? Another voice other than the voice of God. I tell you. If you believe that a voice has been sent to you, look at this. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? They went to ask John, who are you? The next verse. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Christ. The next verse. And they asked him, what then art thou? Art thou Elias? And he said, I'm not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. As said the prophet Isaiah. So that means Isaiah prophesied this. So now let's go to Isaiah and let's see what Isaiah prophesied. He spoke about the voice. So Isaiah could pick. Hello. Isaiah could pick the coming of the voice that will prepare the way of the Lord. Hello. Prepare the way of the Lord. He was going to make straight the way of the Lord. God needed a voice to make straight his way. Please, what is your name? If God coming into the flesh needed a man who is the voice to prepare or make the way straight for him. You say you don't need any voice, eh? No wonder life is confused. And no wonder, at the long run, you will realize that things are not well. Because you are forsaking the patterns of God. Is somebody here at all? Now, Isaiah 40, verse 3. He said, the voice of him crying, come on, in the, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a what? Highway for our God. And it's a voice. So, John the Baptist is coming and he's not giving shovel. He's not giving bulldozer. He's not giving any excavator. What is he giving? He is a voice. So now, that means when the voice speaks, crooked places can be made straight. Highways can come into a desert. But you see, you must believe that voice. Oh my God. The same way John was a man, and he did not even describe himself as John. He described himself by the prophetic word. He says, I'm the voice. I said, some of us are voices. You didn't get me. I said, some of us are what? Are voices. Now, what will happen? Go back. Go to the Isaiah. Quickly. Isaiah. The verse 4. Every valley shall be exalted. How is he going to do it? Every mountain and hill shall be made low. How is he going to do it? And the crookedness shall be made straight. and the rough places plain. How is he going to do it? The voice. The voice. The voice. Probably you have stopped listening to the voice you must listen to. Or you are not paying attention well to the voice that has been sent to you. Now, every man on earth has a voice sent to him by God. Every man. Every man. So for Jesus to fulfill his ministry, he needed a voice. For you to fulfill destiny, oh my God, you need a voice. And that is why he gives us his servants. So the question is, who is the voice sent to me? It's a question. Jesus had a particular voice sent to prepare his way. Not everybody, a particular voice. Have you found out who your voice is? Pastor, I'm a voice. I am a voice. I'm a voice sent to some people. That is why he told me, speak. And everyone that the stream touched was made whole. So you see, the stream that gushed out from a man's ministry, like myself, is when people connect with his words and believe that he's the voice sent to them. Am I communicating at all? So I can come into your life and with words cause things to become straight that are crooked. Oh, you are not believing me. You are not minding me. I can't feel you. But would you believe this voice? Would you believe this voice? Some of you relate with this voice like any other voice. And you know, in our world, the voices are plenty now. So you see that the voice guiding you now is not the voice sent to you. There are different voices trying to lead you in life now. No wonder. And now you relate to the voice that has been sent to you on part-time basis. Part-time basis. Thank God for technology. You have a good phone, but you don't even pay attention to the voice. We said we have placed all the messages on there. Go and listen to them. Because you know what you are looking out for. You think you will get any other way, but God's principle is that there's a voice that has been sent to you. If you believe and pay attention to that voice. Some of you have a contract with me. You come to hear me 3 weeks, 3 weeks. Yes. Your contract with me is you listen to me only on Sunday, isn't it? And now all other voices dominate your life throughout the week. So at the end of the day, no crooked place is being made straight. Hey. So Jesus needed a voice. How much more you? And never forget this. The voice you listen to will determine your destination. I really don't think many people believe this. But if you believe it, that there's a particular voice that God has sent to me, and you hold that voice dear, and listen to everything that that voice says, because it's a proven voice. It's a proven voice. Then you realize that your destination will be glorious. Am I communicating with somebody at all? The voice. The voice. Tell somebody, hearing is an ability. Yes. So you can have the best of voices sent to you by God, but you are not paying attention. You are not listening. Now in our day, you can pick your phone and many voices are talking to you. You must come to a place where you decide, this is the voice I've opened myself to for my prosperity. That's why we say it is called the shepherd's voice. What did Jesus say? John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 3. John 10, 3 to 5. Anyway. Are you here? John 10, 3 to 5. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own. His sheep hear his what? And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Verse 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. So you see, the voice always goes before you. So now, you must ask yourself, is this voice really leading me? For they know his voice. The next verse. And a stranger will they not follow. Nowadays, it's amazing. You pastor people for years. And one day, they go and hear something. And now they throw away the voice that has been sent to them. Am I communicating? A stranger. Sometimes you have a married couple. A wife who lives with the husband. Instead of paying attention to what the husband says, you will see a stranger comes in and says something to the wife and she believes it. She believes it more than the voice of the husband that she lives with. Tap somebody and say, please, pastor is talking to us. Oh. A stranger's voice. Will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. So, strangers can talk to you. Strange voices can come to you. But have you settled on who is the voice that has been sent to me? For example, I'm not a voice in biology. I have not been sent to teach you biology. Okay? Or sent to teach you IT. So you realize that I don't come presenting you with IT issues, but I come to present you with issues of life. Am I here at all? Are you listening to me? Issues of life. So you need to be careful who you give your ears to and the voice that you allow to penetrate you. Because the voice you listen to will determine your... You are not minding me at all. It's a very simple thing. A lot of homes have been broken. Marriages destroyed. Great relationships spoiled because of listening to wrong voices. I pray that the Lord will cause you to be able to pay attention to the voice that has been sent to you so that the enemy will not deceive you in the name of the Lord Jesus. My message is simple. Jesus would speak to you, but Jesus speaks to you through his servant. The voice that he has sent to you. So when this voice comes speaking to you, pay attention to it. And you know, don't just listen to it like good preaching. Then after Sunday, it is just good preaching and you throw it somewhere. But it's the voice that goes ahead of you. Am I communicating at all? And prepare your way for success. Make the crooked places straight. Cause the valleys to be filled. Cause the mountains to be brought low. So can I speak into your life right now? Okay. So if I'm a voice sent into your life, then I should be able to speak for things to happen in your life. Am I communicating at all? Then when you hear me speak, it is not just one of those people talking. Hey, this is the voice sent to me. So if I can receive this voice well,
I tell you, there are so many people, I've told them, do this, they don't mind me. Do that, they don't mind me. You see, they listen to me casually and do it as and when they please. I'm a voice sent. The same way John was sent as a voice to prepare the way of Jesus, I'm a voice sent to prepare the way of Alvin. You see, I've been a pastor for some time. I've realized that when sheep are, I don't know whether to say getting rich or getting material things and all that, or they grow in age, they now think that they have become the shepherd and the shepherd have become the sheep. I've seen so many people change because they forget. I've seen people who were nothing, and because they received this voice, everything was aligned. And now the moment everything was aligned, they now think they are the voice. You are the sheep. People of God, we are not the same. Karen, when I tell you you do well, it's different from every motivational speaker telling you you do well. Am I a voice sent to you? John the Baptist said, I'm a voice crying. I tell people, what they say, the marriage is not working. I say, you have stopped listening to me. You come to show your face on Sunday as if you are listening, but you are not listening to me. Because this voice, if you listen to me well, you will build a house. It's only three people believe. Only three people. Is that? Did he come to preach himself to us? Did John the Baptist? I am a voice sent by God to you. Your life will be good. Jesus. You are the best. Amen. What is happening? I'm not trying to motivate you. What is happening? I'm a voice sent to who? To me. The same way John the Baptist was a voice sent to Jesus. Even God needed a voice. And you know, amazingly, Jesus accepted John as his voice. He recognized him. He went to go down for John to baptize him. He actually went to John. So you can have the best of God's voices, but you decide not to respond to it as you should. All right? I pray for you. After today, your revelation about this man here will be different. I know you will say, oh, I have a revelation. Some of you don't. The way even you treat things, I know you don't. I know you don't. He told me to speak. And if you connect well to the words, the voice will work on you. In the name of Jesus. Now, only three things. In dealing with the voice, you must ensure that the voice is proven. The voice is tested. There are some of you who just jump at any voice and you take what the voice is saying. You must be careful. For example, in any field, there are voices there. So, if you want to improve in that field, there are voices, okay? So, if you want to improve, for example, if you do network marketing and you really want to improve, yes, you know, when Jesus was speaking to fishermen, he would use fish. So, understand my preaching skills, okay? So you realize that there are voices like Fofana. Okay? Who is a voice? You see, in network marketing. Then you realize that. For example, maybe you are seated here and you are in network marketing. I know a lot of you are. You realize that there's somebody whose voice influenced you to even listen to the principles of Fofana. So I can say somebody like, is it Justin or Austin? Justin is a voice in network marketing. Are you following what I am saying? So if you come to me to teach you network marketing, I may not have anything to tell you. But everything about life, including the life of a network marketer, I'm a voice. What am I? What am I? I said I'm what? They sent to ask John, who are you? He said, I'm a voice. If you ask me, who am I? I'm a voice. And I speak into your life right now. If I am a voice sent to you, then what I have are my words to speak into you, to cause the crooked places to be made straight. I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus. You shall do well. You shall do well. I said you shall do well. I said you shall do well. This is a proven voice. I have been speaking for a long time, and I have proofs to show that indeed I've been sent. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today will be a day that somebody's life, what is in the past that is disturbing you, that thing will be corrected in the name of Jesus. Today, I speak into you that whatever must be made straight will be made straight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak order. I speak peace. I speak progress. I speak advancement. I speak advancement. In the name of Jesus. I will encourage you. Don't just let Sunday be the day you come to hear this voice. If you are on any of the platforms, connect to the voice. Listen again and again and again. Because this voice was sent to go before you, to prepare the way for you. If Jesus needed John, then every man needs a voice. Am I communicating at all? Hallelujah. You know, as you go about your daily activities, be careful the voices you yield to. Some of you, you see, you get to the workplace, you get to school, and a strange voice whispers something to you that is against the voice of God. And you start following. And every voice you listen to will determine your destination. Some of you would have never done certain things until a friend whispered some words. Be careful. And now you see, judge the source of the voice that comes to you. Judge the source. You see, the Bible says, test all spirits. How do you test a spirit? You test it by what he's speaking. Huh? Judge the source of the voice. For example, if Satan comes to tell you something, and that thing is true, don't believe it. What did I just say? Why? Because he's a liar. By the time you are turning, it has become a lie. So, who is talking to you matters. Judge the source. Ask yourself these questions. This thing that I'm receiving, what is the source of this information? Am I communicating at all? So, it doesn't matter how truthful the thing sounds. You may... Who is the one bringing it? What is the source of this information that I'm receiving? I pray for you. May you not be deceived. I said, may you not be deceived. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen.
Amen.
You see, the voice of God is dynamic. So it is an improving word. So sometimes you realize that when the word of God is coming to you, it may come to you in a certain form today, but tomorrow it would have improved. So the Bible says the word grew. So the word grew. That means the word improved. So God doesn't want you to be in the place where he spoke about certain things. He wants you to be continuously listening because the word is dynamic. There can be additions and there can be subtractions. Okay? So you need to continually pay attention to what he's saying. So don't say you came to church last 3 weeks. Last 4 weeks. And for 4 weeks, you've not been to church. And the voice is working. So by the time you come back, look at where the voice is. And look at where you are. Are you following what I am saying at all? So anytime we come to sit down to receive the word of God like this, you see, the word is improving. The word is growing. We are becoming better as we listen to the dynamic word. All right? One typical example. God told Abraham, bring me your son Isaac. So he tied Isaac and took Isaac to the mountain and lifted the sword to kill Isaac as a sacrifice to God. Then God said, don't kill him. Just imagine if Abraham was at kill him and he couldn't hear don't kill him. So you see, the word is dynamic. As he takes you on the journey of life, he keeps speaking and the word keeps growing. The word keeps improving. So you see, there shouldn't be a break in connecting with the voice. Am I going? Does it make sense? It makes sense? Okay. This illustration keeps coming to me. I saw this illustration somewhere. Let me use it to paint this picture. Everybody focus on me. Focus on me. Picture any place. Okay, whether my nose, my head, I mean, yes. Look at me. I know you know what I'm saying. Now, you are going to close your eyes. Then, when I say open, you are going to look at the place that you got your eye on, okay? So now everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes. Don't, menti tenkra means don't open small, you are looking, but it's like you have closed your eyes. Close your eyes. Have you closed your eyes? So when you open your eyes, I want you to take your eyes straight to where I was and the thing that you had pictured on, okay? Now open your eyes. You see, some people are still looking here. But you see, I've moved here. We want to know what God is saying, not what God said. So progressively, you should keep an eye on the growing of the word, because he can say something today that he didn't say yesterday. Am I communicating at all? You know, some of you are still looking here, but I had moved. So those of you that have an appointment with the word, four weeks, that is why these books have been written. So I can have an appointment with the voice every day. Every day. Every day I have an appointment with the voice. Some of you have an appointment with the voice, 3 months, 3 months. Sometimes I ask myself a question. So this Sunday that you didn't come to church, did you hear the voice? You see, it's not, it doesn't bother them, because nowadays in this world, it's almost like the voice doesn't matter. The voice. Pay attention well to the voice that God has sent to you, and you will see yourself move from glory to glory, from grace to grace. You will see yourself becoming a better version of you. Never turn your eye away from the voice that has been sent. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus knew the voice that was sent to him. May you hold dear the voice that has been sent to you. Can I say this? If you identify the voice, look, and you hold on to the voice, your life will surely be made. Yeah, surely be made. Amen. So who is Pastor Christian to you? The man is preaching himself. Oh, I'm a voice sent by Jesus to some people. If you are one of them, then it must matter to you. So I'm asking a simple question. Who is Pastor Christian to you? A voice of God sent to you. Hallelujah. So I say you will do well. You will finish what you start.
Amen.
You will marry well.
Amen.
Your business will do well.
Amen.
You will build houses.
Amen.
You will do great things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So when I have spoken like this, the voice, and in the name of Jesus, every crooked place will be made straight.
Amen.
Be blessed. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you sent me as a voice to your people. This morning, you've spoken to our hearts. Grant us deep revelation of the voice you've sent to us. May we not lose the reverence we must have for the voice. May we not yield to the stranger's voice. Grant everybody a discerning heart to be able to discern the strangest voices that have been sent to dissuade them. May none of us lose the Eden you have prepared for us by listening to the wrong voices. May we connect well to the voice you sent to us, so that what you have purposed for us, we will enjoy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for everybody's life. And thank you for the great things that have started. Even in Jesus' name. Let all who believe shout a living amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum, opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.